My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Much has been said about you only got one series last week. How much are you looking forward to breaking down at least two quarters of game tape going forward?
Yeah, I think it's an awesome opportunity. I think, you know, definitely some things I can clean up. You know, had some good things, had some bad plays. I said the drop snaps, you know, inexcusable for me. And other than that, probably just sometimes I feel like I'm scrambling when I can probably sit in there and hang on and try to make a throw. So definitely a lot of things to learn from. Good to get out there and, like you said, I guess some tape to learn from. But other than that, you know, I thought the guys fought. I think we played hard. You know, you can look at a lot of things, but the one thing you can't question is our effort, and that it really starts it all.
Drake May says he had some good plays and some bad plays.
Uh-huh.
Some that he would like to get a makeover on, Wiggy, I guess, but that's always the way it is.
And the great thing about, it's like I tell my kids, the great thing about football, and the same thing I would tell Drake May, is guess what? You have now another day to be able to learn from those mistakes and go out there and work on those things and get better. And he even said it himself. Learn from it, go from there. You can't do that if you're sitting behind holding a clipboard.
All right, watching somebody you're better than.
This is Tom from Connecticut. Hello, Tom.
Good morning. How we doing, Greg? Love the show.
Thank you.
I'd like you guys to shed some light for me. Is this all on Wolf, Kraft, or the cap situation? Because I'm just south of Springfield, and I also watch the Giants. And I look at their situation where the knock on Daniel Jones was always, he doesn't have an offensive line. He spent most of his time on the injured list, granted, but he did take them to the playoffs once. They went ahead and got Illuminor from the Raiders and Runyon from the Packers to shore up their offensive line. So things are looking up for that side of the fence. What's your opinion on it?
Well, it's not the cap. It's the desire not to spend, and it's the fact that they're paying $30 million for Bill Belichick to do nothing. That's all part of the package here. That Robert Kraft, like John Henry, did not think this was a team worthy of a massive investment, either in draft capital or in free agent spending.
But how do you explain the willingness to trade and make Brandon Ayuk one of the highest paid wide receivers?
It's sort of like when I go to dinner with my dad and I take my hand into my wallet and I bring out my card, I know he's not going to let me pay.
All right, so you don't believe that
See,
was real?
I don't buy that. I think Robert Kraft was willing to spend.
So why wait until now? Why not do it when free agency was going on?
I mean, I guess it was.
They don't have a tackle, Greg.
Yeah.
Left or right.
But is there intent to get one in the draft next season and think that they're going to end up, you know, once again with a top five pick? And so they're true rebuild. They went for the quarterback this mm-hmm. past draft, and they're going to go for the offensive line in the next draft.
Well, it's not mutually exclusive. Their cap situation, if you believe in it, and of course I don't, was such that you could have invested into Luminor, whoever else on the line,
mm-hmm.
and guaranteed the crap out of it, pay him this year, and then the only reason you wouldn't do that is long-term punitive damages at the cap, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have that because you have so much space to do that now. Mm-hmm. You could have signed a guy and then gotten someone in the draft next year.
But do you believe what they say, and they said this around the time of the Calvin Ridley situation, that maybe some of the free agents that were out there, they felt like, not worth spending our money on. See a guy like Brandon Ayuk, you're willing to spend money on him because you feel he's more valuable.
You also were willing to spend the money on Brandon Ayuk, and maybe the player wasn't willing to come here.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, so you have to be aware that your only option may be building through the draft because you're not going to get guys. The big money free agent guys are not going to want to come here right now.
If that's the case, then why are they not starting the tackle they just drafted instead of Vidarian Lowe, who stinks?
Or you just go after another free agent and you see maybe the money will get that guy, like a CeeDee Lamb. Maybe the money will be enticing enough for a CeeDee Lamb to say, hey, I'd go to New England and play.
This is Cotto from Boston. What's up, Cotto?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So whoever's saying you don't know ball if you think that Drake May should be in is an asshat. That doesn't even make sense. Yesterday he came in and he did great. Obviously, you know, some things you got to work on, but he did great. Scored a touchdown and he was moving the ball. He could throw the ball great. That pass to Javon Baker that went deep, Baker dove and missed it. That was a great pass, and it just happened to not work out. But one question I have is, like, on the rookies, obviously the Drake May situation, but why are the rookie receivers not playing? Why is Tyquan Thornton in and Javon Baker's not in? Why is Jalen Polk not in? If every time they play, they're doing positive things. I just don't really understand that, and I don't get how you expect the offense to do well not putting your best talent out there.
Well, yeah. I don't know. They do have to make cuts. So
yeah, I think Tyquan Thornton is in it.
Is he on the bubble?
Yeah.
He should be.
I believe that is why you have that. Those guys are getting a last look to see if they're going to make the team. I think Tyquan Thornton is iffy, you know. At this time last year, what a coup Bill gets Tyquan Thornton in the second round.
A
disaster.
I think you're not that team. Like, I don't think – I get what you're saying, Curtis. Like, all right, is this guy worth it? Should he be on the bubble? That's if you're a team that is already established at the wide receiver position. I feel like when I look at this team, you drafted Polk, Baker. You see Pop Douglas. You've seen a little bit of Keyshawn Booty.
Great catch. That was a bad pass by Drake May, but he bailed him out.
But I think this is a team where it's like, play the young guys, right? We're invested in young guys. Let's play them. These are the guys we know that we're going to have for the next couple of years. I think you kind of know what Tyquan Thornton is. You've seen enough of him in practice and games where you're like, is it worth it?
Curtis, I sometimes you have to explain things very carefully to people.
Oh, I'm sorry.
On the Subaru of New England text line, you're being accused of lying about Bill's salary. You are not. You are aware that Bill's salary does not count against the cap.
Correct.
That's not what you were bringing up.
No. It's a budget. It's the way they approach their football operation. It's a pool of money.
It's money that Robert Kraft has to spend, and therefore he is not going to spend it when it comes to the salary cap on other players.
Correct.
That is what Curtis is suggesting.
I know it doesn't go against the cap. But I do know you're likely a moron, if that's how you heard it.
Wiggy.
Yes.
There are fireworks tonight in Oak Bluffs.
Yeah.
Would you like to join this texter on their boat?
Ooh.
You can DJ.
I can DJ? Yes. I get the aux?
Yes, you will be given the aux.
All right.
Do you have a specific boat playlist? Like, do you have Rock the Boat by the Hughes Corporation on there? And don't tip the boat over.
No, I generally, when I take advantage of the aux, I generally see the vibe of the crowd.
Uh-huh, and then you go with that?
And then I go off of that.
Okay.
You know, so I kind of like, I like to give a little bit of old school, new school. I'm into, you know, maybe we get a little trappy in there, a little ratchet.
What about Hot Stepper?
if we feel like we need to bring in more of like, you know, the Caribbean, Jamaican vibe.
Right.
You know, so I kind of feel the vibe of the crowd.
Mood strikes. Do you do any boat breakdancing?
I can break dance, but I leave everything's more ticking and robot.
Is Ray Gunn going to be the number one costume?
Oh, probably.
Could be good.
Probably.
Yes. Yeah. I don't. All right. I don't do much floor work anymore. No real backspins or windmills.
Well, if there's a weekend to bring it back, Wiggs, it's on the vineyard.
Yeah, I go down. I might not come back up.
Football coverage on WEEI is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And we will be joined by Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots coming up at 9:30.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.